Under Pennsylvania State Common Core standards, high school students are required to analyze at least one Shakespeare play by the 11th grade. One method is to teach the text through performance. As part of our remake learning series, 90.5 WESA's Sarah Schneider brings us this story of students who have spent months memorizing scripts for the Pittsburgh Public Theater's scene and monologue competition.
If you prick us, do we not bleed? If you tickle us, do we not laugh?
That's fifth grader Jalen Hawker of Jefferson Elementary School performing a monologue from The Merchant of Venice.
If you poison us, do we not die? And if you wrong us, shall we not revenge?
Hawker won the lower division of the competition, reading the part of Shylock. He's one of more than three dozen students who competed in the competition earlier this week. English teachers say William Shakespeare's work is still relevant. Pennsylvania's English language arts standard says his work still holds, quote, profound insight into the human condition. While it is required literature, Spencer Whale, who works with the students, says it should be taught as performance.
He intended for them to be interpreted by actors who would fill in things that didn't immediately jump off the page.
Whale was a judge for a preliminary round of the competition. He also coaches the students leading up to the contest. He says one of the hurdles young actors have to overcome is understanding what they are reading. Once they get the theme of the play, they are able to relate to the character. The plays build on emotions of greed and jealousy, hope and love, feelings students recognize.
On some level, they understand the text more readily than adults do, because nobody has told them that they should be afraid of it yet.
A group of North Hills sixth grade girls has been rehearsing the same 3-minute scene from Comedy of Errors for 2 months during their recess period. It's a comedy centered on confusion about mistaken identity.
What art thou keepest me off in the house that I owe?
The porter for this time, sir, and my name is Dromio.
Oh, villain! Thou hast well stolen both my office and my name? One never got me credit, thou art mickle blame.
Highcliff Elementary School librarian Doris Stupka says she groups students together based on skill level and lets them choose their scene. She fans out scripts on a library table.
And they look at them and they have no clue what they're reading. And for some magical thing happens, they go, this one looks good.
The girls chose a scene full of male characters. They had to play up a joke about flatulence. 11-year-old Jocelyn Young says it took several reads to realize it was a joke.
We didn't understand the butt wind part. We just said butt wind. So then we made it a joke in there. It was a lot more funny and more fun to do, pretty much.
Stupka says she delights in watching her students become confident as actors.
They don't look at Shakespeare as something scary or intimidating. It's something fun and exciting, and it becomes a challenge.
Many of Stupka's students were reciting Shakespeare for the first time. A few say they still haven't read the entire play they sampled, and they're not taking it too seriously. Following the competition, they laughed together and took selfies with a cardboard cutout of William Shakespeare. They won't have to study the material for a few more years. I'm Sarah Schneider, 90.5 WESA News.